Welcome to the Infinite Scale Podcast. My name is James Vickery. It's great to have you along for the show. We've got an interesting show ahead. It's a topic that I think will resonate with hopefully a lot of you in the audience. But it's hard to know. I mean, one of the challenges of podcasting is that we know that we get a lot of listeners right around the world. We, you know, looking at the last episode, we have loads and loads of listeners in the United States. Sometimes we get lots of listeners in Australia. Often we get a lot in regions that we do business in Southeast Asia as well. But we don't really know exactly who's listening. And so when we put content out there, it's based on our experience of dealing with lots of different MSPs from all walks of life and kind of seeing the same challenges that those businesses face. If anything we have to say is resonating with you, please feel free to reach out to us at hello@benchmark365.com, or even if it's not resonating with you and you've got some suggestions for future shows for the podcast, maybe you'd like to come on the podcast yourself, please again shoot an email to hello@benchmark365.com, or you can hit me up on LinkedIn or find me on Reddit. I'm user JVBenchmark365 on Reddit. I'd love to chat with you and get your perspective. One thing I do know is that I speak with managed service providers every single day, and I hear a lot of the common challenges that are faced by MSPs. And one of the biggest ones is I tend to hear a lack of confidence across managed service providers, typically ones that are a little bit smaller, that are still growing their business, often feel like it's a real struggle. And no one's denying that. No one's denying that building an MSP is hard. You often feel like you're a bit of a lone wolf, very isolated, no one to talk to, and you can feel like maybe you're not gaining traction or perhaps you're falling behind. And I can really relate to this, not only because that's my story, and really I only managed to turn that around in the last 10 years or so, but it's the story of thousands and thousands and thousands of managed service providers out there in the world. So if this does sound like you, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. And so what I want to talk about today is ways that you can build your confidence as an MSP business owner or an MSP executive when you're feeling a little bit flat and you feel like things are not going your way. The first one I wanted to talk about is competition. And the fact that even though there are a lot of managed service providers out there, really you don't have as much competition as you think. And we'll go into that in a bit more detail. The second one that I would like to speak about is the size of the overall market. I think sometimes when we're maybe doing business in just our local area, we think there's not enough opportunity, there's not abundance. But I want to reframe that for you in today's podcast as well. The third one is about customers and how often they change providers. It's my theory, and it's been my experience, that customers are only maybe an outage or a month of poor service away from looking for a new IT provider. And the next one is people are people. So perhaps if you're a smaller MSP, you may find it challenging to do business with larger businesses, but I want to sort of talk about that a bit more today and say that people are just people. Whether they work for a large organization or they run a small business, everyone's just trying to get a job done. And the last one I want to touch on is that in order to stand out and build your confidence, you need to market your MSP. And very few MSPs do. In fact, I've met with dozens of MSPs over the last couple of weeks, and I've just asked, just out of general interest, I've asked, are you doing any active marketing? And not one MSP that I've spoken to over the last few weeks is running any active marketing campaigns. It's all very passive. So they're the five ways that I believe you need to build your MSP confidence, and I'm going to dive in a little bit from here. Let's start with the first one, competition. I'll often hear from managed service providers that there's too much competition, there's so many MSPs out there in the world, and you know, like there's no way that you could possibly win a deal because there's just too many other providers. Now, I believe that there are too many managed service providers. That's the truth. There are loads of them. You only have to go on Reddit, to the MSP group on Reddit, or join a LinkedIn group, or join a Facebook group, and you'll see, hi, I'm starting an MSP. I'm starting an MSP. I'm starting an MSP. What should I do? And so clearly there are lots and lots and lots of new entrants into the market. But from where I sit, that doesn't really mean much at all. And let me explain. Almost every MSP I meet is struggling. And maybe that's just the position I'm in here at Benchmark 365. MSPs that I encounter day to day are actually really struggling. And the areas that they struggle in the most is they're understaffed. So they don't actually have a lot of capacity for a new business. And when they do take on new business, because they're understaffed, they tend to not do an amazing job. And so what often happens is that a lot of smaller MSPs can be their own worst enemy. And they find themselves actually just struggling to keep up with their own existing client workload. They don't have a lot of time to be strategic, and they don't have a lot of time for new customer acquisition activities. They also tend to lack sales capacity, because most MSPs we meet, particularly again at the sort of small under 2 million in revenue managed service provider, the owner is still working tickets or working projects and struggles to acquire new business. Now, knowing that, yes, there is lots of perceived competition. There's thousands and thousands of MSPs out there, but not many of them are knocking on the doors. Not many of them have the time to knock on doors, and that could be your point of difference. So that's my first point on competition. The second point is, okay, if there is loads of competition, great. But the market is growing at an exponential rate. The last Gartner report that I saw is that the global IT services market is $1.2 trillion. That's just services. That's not product. That's services. And you might say, well, yeah, but you know, I'm not looking to be a trillion-dollar company. Maybe you are. I'm not sure. But if we break that down into your marketplace, there are a lot more opportunities than you think. There are a lot more endpoints. If you're a per user or a per endpoint, think of the millions and millions of users and endpoints that might actually be around the world requiring managed services, cybersecurity, and technical support. And I use these numbers to motivate myself and motivate our partners. And one activity that we often do together is just Google how many businesses there are within a certain radius. So maybe for you, it's a 20-mile radius or a 50-mile radius or a 100-mile, whatever you're willing to do. And for my Aussie and UK friends, how many kilometers are you willing to travel to win work? And you might be surprised at just how much business there is out there, how many businesses there are that need an IT provider, and how few you actually need. I mean, you might be happy acquiring one new customer a month. So if there's 1,000 businesses in your local area, it's a good motivating figure to know, well, I've only got to win one and there's 1,000. I mean, the reality is, for most of you listening, there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of businesses within a particular regional segment for you. So motivate yourself by understanding the size of the market. It's $1.2 trillion. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you're struggling to sell in a certain way, talk to these businesses and find out what they really need. Maybe they need an on-demand style of service. Maybe their IT provider doesn't specialize in certain areas, certain fields, and you can think about verticalizing. The point is, a way to build your confidence is to understand that the market is vast, it's abundant, and there's really a lot out there. And going back to point one, there's really not as much competition as you think. Which brings me to my third point. Customers fire their MSPs all the time. Hopefully not you, but again, I get to be in this position where I speak with lots of MSPs and I see the comings and goings and what's happening in their business. And customers are, there's lots of loyal customers out there, but there's a lot of capricious customers out there as well, that if their MSP is not performing well for them, they will let them go. I think that most MSP, most companies are maybe only, you know, an outage or a cyber incident away from letting their MSP go. So if you think, hey, you know, there's a big company in town, they've got it locked up, you know, they're handling all the work, we won't have a chance of winning that work, I would really question that. That's not been my experience looking at things from a macro level. I see our industry as quite transient, and companies will change if they have a better offer. And a better offer can be an assurance of stability, or a better offer can be a different way of engineering pricing. And so just keep that in mind that companies, whilst they might have a managed service provider, at some point they might fire them and they're going to go with someone that they know, like, and trust. And I'm going to talk about that a bit more in point five. But going on to the next point, point four, people are people. One of the things that really held me back and really affected my confidence when I was at a startup MSP and when I was trying to grow my business, I was terrified of larger businesses. I was actually petrified. And it's I can say it now. I struggled to articulate it when I was in my early stages of growth, but I just used to think I'm not that. I didn't come from a sort of a corporate background. I'd never worked in an office before I started my managed service provider, and I was much more comfortable around blue collar, tradie type businesses. And I was never confident walking into a big ivory tower, is what I used to call them, and meeting with a bunch of suits. But someone pulled me aside one day and said, "James, they're just guys or girls, and they're just trying to get a job done." And it took a few reminders for me, but eventually what I realized is, yeah, it doesn't matter whether they're a large company or a small company, you're only actually going to be dealing with a couple of people to get a deal done or to understand requirements or to provide service. And so the more I came to remind myself of that, the more confident I became going out and talking to bigger businesses, because as I'm sure many of the audience know, IT for a large business is largely the same as IT for a small business. There just tends to be more people to support or more endpoints to support. And so if you can make that mindset shift, you realize there's actually an abundant amount of work out there because there's lots of large and mid-sized companies that need your service as well. So I just wanted to share that and remind you, just in case you're that person that's struggling to deal with larger businesses like I was. And point number five is that you need to market your business to increase your confidence. And that might sound strange or peculiar, but the only way that you're going to build confidence is to increase the number of conversations that you have as a managed service provider. Lots of MSPs don't market. In fact, as I said at the start of the podcast, I've spoken to dozens in the past few weeks and none of them are marketing. There might be thousands of MSPs in your local area or in your state or in your country, and I can guarantee you that 99% of them aren't marketing. And then they're complaining and saying, "Hey, there's not enough work out there." Meanwhile, there's thousands of businesses, there's $1.2 trillion looking for a home, looking for somewhere to spend their money, but MSPs aren't marketing. And so a way to really build your confidence is to step up and make sure that your name is out there. And as an aside, it's not necessarily your company name. In fact, if you're a smaller MSP, I would argue that your company name is irrelevant because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And one thing that I learned in my early career is I promoted my personal brand, my name, James Vickery, the IT guy, because that was more effective than advertising our logo. There was lots of logos, but there weren't a lot of people that people know, like, and trust. A way to build your confidence is to market yourself, and that could be attending events and seminars, that could be running lunch and learns, that could be running some advertising just to sort of get a pool of leads that you can talk to. But if you're consistently marketing, you are in the top 1% of managed service providers. And more importantly, it's building your confidence. The more conversations you have, the more effective you will be. So they're my top five ways for you to build confidence in your MSP. And I'm going to give a bonus one as well. And the bonus one is finding effective partners that you can work with to help build your confidence as well. As an MSP, it is very hard to be out there solo. Oftentimes, we form, I guess, opinions of what's happening without actually having anyone to soundboard those things off. And so a good business partner, such as a, let's say, a marketing partner for the sake of argument, is someone that can actually tell you where you're getting traction and where you're not. Or finding a good vendor that can perhaps train you and provide you with the effective tools that you need to go out and sell to the market, and maybe even give you a little bit of marketing budget as well if you're lucky. But also, they might be able to feed some leads to you too if you build confidence with them, and vice versa. And if you want to free up your time and actually feel like you're able to effectively take on bigger business, outsourcing is another thing to consider as well. So they're my top five and a bonus one there for you as well. As I said, I'd love to hear from you guys. We've been doing this podcast for several years. We've covered a broad range of topics: sales, marketing, outsourcing, offshoring, cash flow. But if there's anything that you would like to dive into deeper or you'd like to hear about, shoot us an email, hello@benchmark365.com. Love to hear from you. Of course, if you'd like to talk to the team at Benchmark, visit benchmark365.com. You can fill out a contact form there. Actually, we've got live agents that you can chat with as well if you've got questions about our services or questions about pricing. So that's all from me. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great day or night wherever you are.